generally, when we start a class in spiritualism, we talk about three Oms, Guru, Stotra, Shlokas two, and one Gayatri Mantra. But unfortunately, I found, if you don't mind what I am telling, we talk about Om, we don't nothing about it. We talk about Guru, we don't know nothing about them. And we talk about Gayatri Mantra, which we know nothing about it. And then we use these three unknown words. You want to start a class, I don't want it. And I don't know how many years I will tell you to tell you about Om. Forget about other things. So I don't know about what you are going to learn about my lecture. But if you learn it, then you will learn something which is very, very, very practical. Very practical, which you don't know nothing about it. Nothing in the world knows about Om. None. If anyone who can know about Om, only Hindus can be something about it. But of course, you people are not those with whom I can tell you know about Om. You don't know nothing about it. And probably many pundits, I don't think they know what they are talking about Om. Because whoever, when you look about them, and if you do really know what Om it is, it will be enchanting level of consciousness. You just, when you look about him, you know that he is something enchanting in him, something enchanting in him. I will not say that there is some beauty there, but I will certainly say there is a glory there, something which changes your life. Even if you just look about such a man who knows Om. But of course, you should have something minimum to understand it. So yesterday, I told you about something about A. And I don't know what notes I'm going to tell you, and to be honest, I'm not interested to know about your notes. I don't want to. Be very clear about it. But as a lecturer, I have to tell a student that if you are in the student, be a student. Because many of the spiritual lecturers and those who go there are wasting the names of the lecturer and the people who are hearing it. It is foolishness, those who are doing it. What is the use of getting those unwanted lectures about Gita or whatever it is? You don't want even a single line which you note about it. You have nothing to learn to get something back home which you have to utilize. And you want to hear a spiritual science of spiritualism? I don't know, I don't care about it. But as a lecturer, and especially of Parampuja Gurudev, I have to tell you what is right. By But again, Param Puja Gurudev has said, don't care about who wants to have it. Those who knows, he knows and learns. And those who don't want it, even they hear it, they will not know it. So I am don't care. Be very, very clear about it. I am telling this myself and to my other audience. I don't know about their number, but I know they are very important for Param Puja Gurudev, not for me. I am not at all interested about talking these classes, but I have asked you especially and my people. Why? Because it is in the house. That's why he is important. That if you are doing a class, make it a class. Don't make a place which is going to waste you, myself and others. Why am all these that I am telling you? The fundamental level of your life, every man, every human being, which he should know about himself, he doesn't know. You want to read? I don't know what you are reading. And about the scriptures, the pandits, those Vedic experts, I don't know whether we can tell them as something, anything practical in Vedas. But anyway, they are Vedic pandits. I look all of them and I find how is the Indian way of thinking, the basic of Indian life, a Hindu, you have forgotten about it. We the Indians, unfortunately, have forgotten even our dress also. We Indians, it is not our Indian dress. Of course, I am one of you. But that doesn't mean that I am having an Indian dress. And probably in many schools, and maybe in colleges, you never find an Indian dress basis having it and go to the class. None. And we talk about Hinduism and Bharatiya Sanskriti. With whom I talk about Bharatiya Sanskriti, I will find them in an English dress. They go to the schools. They tell them about Bharatiya Sanskriti, and they don't even have the dress of an Indian dress. Why I am telling it? You have to learn it. In India, at least in your homes, in the houses, have an Indian dress. Then maybe you will learn something about the Guru. You talk about Gurus, Hindu Gurus, and you talk them with a Western dress? I don't know. And I don't know what the Guru feels. But I don't like it. I don't like it. So my class, if you think that I am just a lecture, it is not just a lecture. If not, I have already given you a immediate changes in your life. In India, in every houses, in the house, we should have Indian dress. And I doubt whether you know what is an Indian dress, you have already forgotten it. Learning. Especially, I also don't know about it. I wanted to wear it. But because of me, some problem in my physical body, those with me, and many times I want to follow, at least Parampuja Gurudev's dress, but they know that I can't use it because of some problem. If not, I will use it. So, when you use these classes, I am talking with those who want to do something, and I don't know that you are going to do all these things. None of you will do it. I am well sure of it, and that is why I am telling you I am not interested in this class. Not at all. Ready times I am telling you. Is it not? Are you coming to the Indian dress from tomorrow? I don't know. At least I am having the chandan and the pilaka. But you have to know the importance of it. Between the Sahasrara chakra and the Ajna chakra. And once you know what is the importance of it, you have to use it. If you are a doctor, well, you should have the stethoscope. Without a doctor, can you be without the stethoscope? If he is not with him, at least it will be in the table. Well, if you know the real Hinduism of it, the pilaka, luckily I don't want to have it. Well, in that way, I'm better than you. You can't have a pilaka even though you can have it. And I can want a pilaka and I can't have it. Anyway, we are both one in that level. And then, the chandana. You know the power of third you, third eye. If you know how to use it, well, you'll use it. And when you don't have it, you are one with the Christians and talking of not having any bhuttu in you. If your children don't have it, because you never use, yourself know that the third eye is so important. You have a Shivalinga with you, maybe, but you are not interested in having a third eye for you. To hell with your Shiva and to hell with your pujas. Waste, waste, waste. I'm very clear about it. I just don't care whether you come to the class or not. I don't want it. What's the use of telling all these things? But why? If you don't come here, you know in my house, my people know that I sit outside in the veranda or in the balcony, if you can call it, or in the portico. I put the mic there, I am alone and I talk as if I am talking with someone else. Openly. You know all these things? So don't think that because you have come I am talking about it. If you are not there, there are many, many, many people to learn it. But why I am talking this? With all this? Because I want Ungol. It is almost, Ungol is my real place. Naturally, everyone likes his own place. So at least maybe something. But if you think that this is talking about, telling about you as if in some, what should I say, temper, angry, no, none at all. I have already told you that first thing I have already told you. In the house, you should have an Indian dress. So I am already telling you the past things. What can I tell if you can't do that? What should I do? Should I come to you and say that should take over your pants? I can't do that. We have to change. When? The moment you go from this house, in the home, you should have an Indian dress. Especially, you know, the real Hindu dress is the Telugu teacher who gives in the college, a real temple. That is, I don't know, if probably nowadays they are also coming in the Western dress, but generally we hope still the hess, the dhoti, I don't know, but I have to learn it. You have to learn it. What's the use of all these classes without even knowing a dress of a Bharatiyata? You want to be a military man without a military dress? You forget about your children. Then they go to the school. I don't know which Western class they are going. As if there are nothing Indians, Bharatiyata, to tell about our children. That is the parents' foolishness. Well, I am very clear. I don't care about what you are thinking about it. You don't tell them that in the home they should have an Indian dress. The children just do what is good for them. Do you know why I don't care about this class? What's the use of telling this when nobody is doing about it? But why I am telling? Param Param Pujya Gurudev, not for you. But if you learn, well, together we will grow. I am not saying that if you don't do it, I will not say no. But with this mood of, I don't know, a ferocious language, an angry, I don't know, what should I tell about the adjectives with which I am talking about, well, do it. So, the first thing is the dress. Be the dress. I will continue this class even if you come with any dress. If you come like a hippie also, I don't mind it. I just don't care about it. Because I don't care about who is hearing it. And when I'm saying it, I'm telling it very clearly. Because I should see what you are learning after 30 years with me. What have you learned? Then I told you about your tilaka and your chandana. Well, you may know, not this chandan, but you may be talking about that chandan, I don't mind. It all depends on what you think about chandan. It will be very clear that chandana is very, very, very important. And on the chandan, if you want something, you add. But the chandan is very, very important. Very, very important. I told you about the dress, about the... And for women, no problem. Their tilaka is very big. Why? That itself shows that they are Shakti. And unfortunately, the women never knows about their Shakti. Even though in India we are talking about Shakti as a woman. Again, I feel very bad. Idiots to the Indians. Let them go for bobs or I don't know what type of... I don't know about the names for the women dressing. And those who are not able to those type of thing, it is because probably in the old, in the Indians, the elders are still there to control them. Maybe, if not, maybe none of us would have already been in bops, and I don't know what bop, pop, pop, I don't know what names. But anyway, I was telling you about the Shakti aspect of women. And if a Brahmin with a pilaka is so powerful, don't you know the power of a woman? No, we don't know. Idiots. Don't you know that they are called devis? Don't you think the power of women, the shaktis of women? Because you don't know what your pilka do and what the caves do. Naturally, it doesn't matter whether you have the pilka or your devi traits. So do you know, I am telling you about the class. I am not thinking about something as if I am feeling bad. I am feeling till something. No. A very, very practical class with all the practical tips. I told you about the children, about your dresses, the importance of that tilaka, and of course the chandana, the importance of the women, the shakti they have in their heads. Do you know in Durga Saptashati, who can use my hairs, he can become? You heard about Durga Saptashati, Khada? You have to know about those things. And there was none was there to use the hair in the Durga. None. And you have it. Anyone who has a gun with them, well, he can kill anyone. Is it not? Are you understanding what I am telling? If you have a rifle, or a machine gun, or a pistol, or something like that with you, whatever may be your age or power, you may be very calm. You can use it, anyone. Is it not? And a woman has such a great, beautiful power with her, and she is becoming like this in India. Especially in India. That is what Parampuja Gurudev says. Vivekananda said, Sri Aurobindo said, this is the call of women, because if they merely know their power, of what? Using their heads. Just as a Chanakya uses their pilaka, then probably Alexander has to run away. One man using his pilaka, then a woman, what can they do with their? That is why they are said to be the Grihalakshmi. Literally. If you don't know, use it. What can I do? And especially Parampuja Gurudev's people who read about him, and the women can't become a shakti. I think it is either a hell to Parampuja Gurudev or a hell to others. I don't know what you people are telling Parampuja Gurudev. I don't know. If a guru is what he tells and nothing happens, I think that is the base, most worst thing for a guru. There's none for him to tell anything about him. That is exactly the place in India. All gurus are there. But until now, today with this, I don't know what is the time. From till this, I could never see a disciple of a guru. I have not seen. If you think that you are Parampuja Gurudev's disciple, I don't know. I am not. I won't think I am good for Parampuja Gurudev. I think my mother, Rajavashikari, knows that I am openly telling that I am not useful for Param Puja Gurudeva. Is it not a fact? Am I not a saint? Very openly I tell that. That is why I am telling, because I am not able to be of any use to Param Puja Gurudeva. Well, at least let me tell about others, so that if you want it, do it. I can't do it because I am not a hero. I don't help. I am weak. And you want something for a weak man for a guru? We want a man with muscles of iron and nerves of steel. That is what Vivekananda wanted. And what do I have? Nothing. Probably I am almost in the way of death. Maybe. But for all practical purposes, for Param Puja Gurudev, I am not used about it. You are hearing it because probably you love me. Or maybe you know Param Puja Gurudev. But technically, am I clear about telling with other outside the world? Can I tell it on the words? Will they hear it? And what is the use of Param Puja Gurudeva for me? At least know that it is not so easy to be. You call about a guru something for yourself. But are you doing exactly what the Param Puja Gurudeva is said? You have to learn it. So all these things is not just a lecture, but it is a part of the letter R, the state of physical consciousness, what is known as the Jagruta. So all these lectures, we are still in the first one third of all. Well, that's that. So tomorrow if you find some change in your dresses, well, I will be very happy. If you come as you want, well, I don't mind. I will continue my class as it is, whether there is one or all. Jai Gurudeva.